It was a great night, officer. I have always enjoyed porn movies. When the screen was filled with a pretty girl's face, lips wrapped around an engorged cock, I could imagine my own cock getting all that attention. But eventually I began occasionally to identify with the sucker, not the suckee. The new lust for cock came on in a matter of months, from first flicker to a hunger. I wasn't interested in getting my ass stuffed by some stud, but I wanted to suck some cock. Females were still clearly my dominant sexual interest, but my ideal new sexual encounter had shifted to getting blown, getting pussy, and contrarily, getting cock to suck. My wife was away for a couple of weeks visiting family. I would be free to indulge my hungers and have the house to host whenever I wanted. Several weeks in advance, I started putting ads online for a meeting with a couple, making it clear I was open to oral sex with the male. At 37, weightlifting and running had kept my body hard, and I knew some women found me attractive, but it seemed that chances of a response were next to nil. There would be few couples interested in what I was asking. Weeks of only a few responses from solo guys was what I got, and basically what I expected. I thought about exchanging blowjobs with some guy just to let my bi side out, but I didn't act on that impulse. Then my waiting paid off, and how well I could not have imagined. Frank and Terry, a married white couple 6 years younger than me, offered me a meeting with Frank to see if we were compatible. Frank, who was trim and nice-looking, met me in a diner around 9 p.m., and we had a pleasant, no-pressure half-hour chat. Eventually, Frank excused himself to the restroom. When I headed that way because I needed a pee, too, I found that he was actually on the cell phone having a private phone conversation with Terry about bringing me home. He asked if I would like to drive a few blocks to their house and meet Terry. "Well, yes. I'll run behind your car if you want." When we arrived, Terry was sitting with her feet up and she was wrapped in a throw blanket on the sofa in the living room. There was a stupid horror movie playing on the television. I already knew that Terry was about 5'4 and 120 pounds with dark hair and brown eyes from previous correspondence. In person, she was hot, even mostly concealed. Very pretty, brown eyes and dark hair to her shoulders, slender with a perky bust and a look that said she knew what she wanted and enjoyed what she got to the max. I sat. We all talked first about horror movies, then about sex. Frank and Terry had some questions about my interests and experiences. Frankly, I made up a couple of previous bi experiences to fill in my resume and assure them of my sincerity. Frank's preferences were a close match to mine. Terry told me about their exploits with several couples, her own lesbian times that Frank arranged but didn't watch, and upped the ante by saying, "I like it all." All was left dangling. The two specifics Terry offered were that she liked watching a man sucking another man's dick, and she didn't like to kiss anyone but Frank on the mouth. Somewhere along the evening, Frank lit a pipe of marijuana and we passed it around. There wasn't a big kick to the pot, but the sharing of the pipe gave us a first bit of intimacy. I didn't realize the pot was going to do more for me that evening and give me a temporary touch of tranquility. After 30 minutes of banter and serious talk, Terry dropped the throw blanket on the floor and asked if I would like to stay and make it with them that night. Wow! She was in a red bodysuit that flowed over a trim, tight figure and was zippered in the crotch. While the zipper was closed, the suit stretched over some prime-looking woman. It took a blink for me to say, "Yes." Then Terry and Frank popped up and showed me to their bedroom. I found out the shoulder straps of Terry's suit would come down to reveal firm breasts, and the bottom would unzip and get pushed up to show some fine, pale skin. The body suit, it turned out, stayed on her midsection, because she wanted to conceal some minor stretch marks from carrying their two children. The older child was on a sleepover, and Frank assured me the two-year-old would sleep through anything. Terry and I got into bed, me nude, she in her bodysuit, while Frank freshened up. I was, after all, looking for some fresh cop. I was surprised to experience chills and shakes of anticipation, but Terry said she felt the same, and it was common when you jumped into bed with a new swing partner. Frank joined us quickly, and talking was replaced with action. Frank and I lay on opposite sides of Terry, who'd pulled the bodysuit down off her beautiful firm breasts and up to her waists to show her lightly thatched pussy. We started tamely, with Frank and I each sucking a breast and my fingers exploring a soft, warm pussy, feeling it get wetter and hotter. I felt Terry's hand on my cock, which had gotten rock hard at the idea of what was happening. She gently stroked my fully filled 7+ inches, and I moved down to suck Terry's fragrant pussy gently, rewarded by widely parted legs and some low moans. After only 3 minutes or so of lapping and sliding my tongue over Terry's clit, I just started to start what I came for. I moved across Terry and faced Frank's genitals. I was going to suck cock. With one hand holding the base of Frank's cock, I started to lick up and down the shaft. My saliva started to flow. It was a delicious experience from the first contact. Frank's cock was cut and nicely shaped, just a classic cock. I had only started to slip the head into my mouth and venture a few shallow strokes when Frank said, "I get off every day, so I may not get hard very fast." "Don't hurry on my account," I replied, and I heard soft laughs of amusement. I liked working Frank slowly up from barely inflated to bigger and hotter. I gave him lots of wet sliding and tonguing on the tip. Cheater's Head was a name I knew for blowjobs with much hand action, so my hands stayed mostly still, just adjusting the growing organ's angle as I worked on it, and he got hotter. My first time sucking cock, I was learning my preference for taking a guy from pretty much numb and limp, slowly to hot, bothered, and just hanging on. Maybe it was my power over the cock, but I think it was really the cock's power over me. Before long, I sensed Terry had moved to get a look at my work on Frank, so I rolled my head to one side and shifted to get her a better view. If she got off on seeing me sucking, fine. I'd do my best to please. I wanted my hosts to enjoy this experience to the max. I certainly already was. Frank's cock had grown to full erection. It was delicious. I loved the feel of cock skin in my mouth and the swell of the head. As Frank got close to his full 6 or 7 inches, I don't know who's measuring cock at a time like this, I slipped down to hold his balls in my hand and bring them to my mouth for licking, gentle sucking, and rolling around. Every sense was scintillated by my new sexual experience. At that point, I was hooked on sucking cock, and I was hoping Frank would prove as long-lasting as he had implied. Terry was still getting a good look, while Frank kept a hand busy in her wet pussy. The only sounds were sucking, fingering, and bodies wiggling on the sheets. Once Frank was fully erect, he put a hand on my shoulder and said, "Let's switch, I want to do you too." I felt like coming already, but we did switch, moved around, and swapped positions. Frank found my full boner hot and already stained with pre-cum. I was on a hair trigger to cum. He told Terry, "He's got a nice cock. No cock issues here." Terry just responded, "Good." But I was flattered and wondering what cock issues they had encountered before. Frank started right in sucking me into his mouth and pistoning up and down the shaft. In only a couple of minutes, I had to hold him off for a bit and admit, "You better stop. You're too good at that." In fact, I would have loved to blast off from his sucking, but I hoped to prolong the experience. In fact, his simple sort of impatient pistoning was pushing me too far too fast. As he rose from my straining cock, Frank guided me over Terry. There I was, kneeling between her widespread legs with my erection inches from her wet pussy. Her bodysuit was pulled way up, and even from my position I could tell she had one fine ass. Frank guided my cock toward her pussy and said, "Go ahead, it's all right." Terry's pussy was a lot more than all right. It was wet, hot, and tight. I tried to stroke deep and slow to show my appreciation of this fine gift and to put off my own climax. Terry was already turned on by what she'd watched, and she was enjoying the good fucking, but I only managed to go for a few minutes before I came, with a little groan, first deep in her, then pulling out to leave a couple of shots on her beautiful pussy. I touched her cheek lightly and rolled off her and back to Frank's groin. It may have been selfish, but I went back to eating Frank's cock. Up and down the shaft, rolling my tongue around the head, back to his balls and around again. He groaned and signaled me off sooner than I wanted. Then he got between Terry's legs and started to really pound her. He strained and bucked and banged into her pussy, and I watched. With a great grunt, he went nearly still buried deep and unloaded a blast I could only imagine and probably covet. Frank rolled off, and Terry said, "You'd think he wouldn't want me after all these years all the time, but he does." And I said, "Thanks for showing me the most enthusiastic fuck I've ever seen." And they laughed again. I noted that Terry hadn't come and suggested we remedy that. But Frank said, "Don't worry, she won't come until I eat her later." The full import of that statement didn't strike me then. I was mellow from the pot, intensely stimulated by the sex and trying to figure out what would come next. In a few minutes I was dressed and Frank and Terry were seeing me out the door in their bathrobes. We all talked about what a great time it had been. While getting ready to leave, I had asked Frank if he could score me some marijuana. He said, "Sure, I'll call you when I have it." I gave him the cash. We said our good nights. I was not as anxious to get the marijuana as to assure at least one more opportunity to be in contact with a couple who, without knowing it, had given me my first bi experience and my first taste of cock. On the drive home, I encountered a highway patrol sobriety checkpoint when an officer approached my car and asked, "Are you having a good evening, sir?" I almost acted high by laughing my face off, but I managed, "Yes, officer, a very good evening, and I hope you catch a lot of drunks with your checkpoint." He waved me on, and I broke into a big, cock-eating grin as I thought about my very good evening. I grinned even wider as I realized what was probably happening back at the house, where Frank must be chowing down on my cum on Terry's pussy and inside it with his. I got home with a marijuana-fueled appetite. I ate a big snack and thought about what had happened. My first swinging experience had been everything I dreamed and more. And I would at least be speaking to Frank again for the marijuana delivery. Maybe that could turn into a blow job or a blow for blow, or maybe it would lead to another three-way. Inspired to stand out among Frank and Terry's contacts, I got good stationery and wrote a personal pen and paper thank you. Early the next morning, I delivered it to the post office nearest their house to make sure that it would arrive as soon as possible. The whole experience had been fantastic, and more was to come. Yes, officer, I had a wonderful night.